When it comes to autism disorder, unfortunately, there is no shortage of myths and misconceptions. These myths can be incredibly damaging and they can lead to misunderstanding and prejudice. A lack of understanding of this disorder and the people it affects can unfortunately lead to harmful practices, from exclusion to discrimination to bullying. That's why it's really important that we become aware of the reality of what autism spectrum disorder is, so that we can create a better understanding. We can facilitate better interactions with individuals who are living with autism spectrum disorder. Today, I'll be covering what I think are my top five autism myths, and we're just going to essentially burst the bubble today. We're going to burst the bubble on those particular myths. For those of you who do not know me, welcome and thank you for taking some time out today. I've had a very interesting journey as it comes to, treating autism in general. For those of you who may not know, I've been in the autism space working with individuals with autism for a little over 15 years. I've worked in all kinds of settings. So in my former professional life, I worked as a behavior therapist. So I worked across all different types of settings. I worked with individuals who had varying levels of skill sets as it relates to autism spectrum disorder. It never ceases to amaze me that even though we're here, there's just some of these same things that were happening back then when I first started, learning and working with these individuals. They're still happening all these years and decades later. We're just going to hop into it right now. First one, autism is a mental disorder. Okay. I'm sure some of you may have heard of this, but unfortunately, it's not true. It's a neurodevelopmental disorder. It can affect the way people communicate, how they interact with people, their environment, as well as how they process and understand and respond to sensory input and stimulation. It is a spectrum disorder, meaning that the severity of symptoms and the degree of impairment from individual to individual can actually vary significantly. For example, some people with autism may have difficulty with social interactions or communications, whereas others might have no difficulty at all with those particular things. That's why it's important that to remember that autism is not a mental disorder, but rather a neurological disorder. And I'll give you a quick personal experience. When I was working as a behavior therapist in a school dedicated to autistic children, we had varying degrees of the spectrum. We had individuals who needed more high-level support. Some would term them as lower functioning autistics. And then we had those who were more quote unquote higher functioning or who needed less support overall, to the point where we would question my colleagues and I as behavior therapists, we'd question like, oh my gosh, like is this child really, does he have the correct, he or she have the correct diagnosis? Because sometimes it was indistinguishable. We could not really see some of the areas where this child was struggling at until, it happened. That's why it's really important to be very understanding and have an idea about who is this individual, what are they capable of doing, and not necessarily just grouping everyone together and labeling everyone who has autism spectrum disorder as, okay, this is just what it is. This is the diagnosis they have. This is the only thing that they can do. I'll touch more on this a little bit further down as we explore one of the other myths. The second myth that I want to go ahead and jump into for today is that autistic individuals don't show any emotion. Now, this to me, it's laughable because it's just not true. People with autism can and they do show emotion. They might show it in a different way, but that doesn't mean that they can't show emotion. Autistic people, they may have some difficulty understanding social cues and context, and so their emotions might be displayed differently. There's nothing wrong with that. For example, you might have someone who may show joy or may show happiness by jumping up and down and flapping their arms and their hands. Totally fine. Again, that might be different from you or I, who might show joy by smiling or dancing, or again, everyone has their own personal way of expressing themselves. And that's really no different for individuals who have autism. Although autistic people may not show emotion in the same way as neurotypical individuals, it doesn't mean that they can't feel or express emotion. Just get that out of your mind. Autistic people can and do show emotion. Myth number two, busted. Number three, Autistic people are not capable of learning. Now, this one is another pet peeve of mine because I've worked across different settings. I've actually worked in schools that were dedicated to autism. I've worked in public school systems as a behavior therapist. One of the common things that I've seen, and I've actually worked in several locations, several states in the Northeast. So, you know, I'm not speaking from just a very generalized and non-diverse experience. I've actually had quite broad experience with this. Anytime I see someone come into the office with a diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder, or it could be anything else, quite frankly, what I've seen commonly and what I hear from parents and caregivers is that once the diagnosis has been established, there's automatically a preconceived notion as to what this young adult, this whomever, what this person can or cannot do. I personally don't think it's fair. I think it's, in a certain sense, setting things up to be not as fluid as they could be. And what I mean by that is that as you get to know individuals with autism, as you work with them for many years, as I have, you start to see that these kids, they have a lot of potential. It's a lot of potential. It's just our job to kind of bring that out because they're not interacting and responding to their environment the same way you or I would. We just have to present things in a manner that's going to make sense for them and for them to be able to process it and then act on it. When I hear that autistic people can't learn, it just kind of sends a shudder up my spine. Autistic individuals, they are more than capable of learning. In fact, they can excel in so many different things useful and relevant for them. For example, you guys may have seen or you may have heard of or read stories or articles about individuals who have exceptional skills and talents in very concentrated areas. We see this in mathematics. We see it in music. We see it in creative arts. It's true that autistic people, they can have some difficulty in areas of social skills and communications, but this doesn't mean that they're not capable of learning. And so we collectively as society, educators, parents, peers, healthcare professionals, we should be aware and not, you know, go in with a preconceived notion based on a diagnosis, but rather look at the individual and see how can I support this person and provide them with the same opportunities as everyone else, although the opportunity might be presented differently. You guys probably hear my voice getting a little bit louder because this is one thing that really bothers me to a very significant degree when it comes to autism spectrum disorders. We are going through my top five autism myths. Myth number one, autism being a mental disorder, that was busted. It's not a mental disorder. It's a developmental disorder. We've spoken about autistic people not having emotion. Again, myth busted. Autistic individuals do and can show emotion. I just covered one of the myths. Autistic individuals cannot learn. They're not capable of learning. And again, that's just simply not true. Moving on to our fourth myth. All people with autism are the same. Now, this one drives me nuts because it's just so silly. As human beings, no two human beings are the same. And that includes identical twins. Yes, we may have the same or similar genetic makeup, but that doesn't mean our bodies, our brains are going to function exactly the same way. So similar concept when it comes to autism. Yes, while there are so many traits and challenges that people with autism may have, it's very important to know that it's a spectrum disorder. Each person's going to have different challenges. They're going to have a unique skill set. You'll have people that have varying degrees of social and communication and behavioral challenges. Some people, as we discussed previously, might be very high functioning. They might not need as much support, while others might need a lot of support. Again, just goes to show you it's a spectrum. It's important to know and realize and acknowledge that no two people on the spectrum are the same. Is that right? All right. Now, last one. And this one might hit a nerve for parents and caregivers, but that is not my intention. My intention is to bring awareness because this is out here. It's happening. It's not, you know, it's not anything new, but it needs to change. What is it? It's my fifth myth. Autism is linked to poor parenting. I'm going to preface this particular myth by saying, parents, you have a child or are caring for some who has autism or are caring for someone with autism. You guys are doing an amazing job. I know you don't hear that frequently enough, and I know you may not think they are because there's always something that's going on, right? Always something that could be better or that's come up and just threw a wrench into things. Let me tell you, you are doing an amazing job. That's why it's really important that you have a very strong supportive system around you to help you recognize that and get through some of the challenges you might have. I say this myth is one of the more damaging ones and unfortunately outdated ones surrounding autism. The truth of the matter is it's simply not true. And unfortunately, it's harmful. You know, I've seen a lot of parents who have children on the spectrum have a lot of guilt because they think it's something that they did or something that they did not do, and they blame it on themselves. There's this heavy load on themselves for their child being the way that he or she is. Autism is a neurological disorder. It's nothing that you've done as a parent. We know autism can affect the way the brain functions. We know it can affect the way individuals interact with their environment, but it's not a mental disorder. It's not a psychological disorder. It's a neurodevelopmental disorder. We know that autism can be caused by a combination of many different things. Actually, it's referred to as multifactorial. There can be many things that can be influencing the development of autism: genetics, environmental factors or triggers, exposures to toxins. All these things we know can be problematic for autism. Even things overlooked as nutritional status and things of that nature can be some of the causes leading to autism. So parents, I'm speaking heart to heart with you right now. Please give yourself some grace. It is not your fault. You did not do anything wrong. Get yourself a support system. Get people you trust. Get providers you trust to help you go along through this process. You're not to be blamed for anything. Some things are just simply beyond our control. You have your child, your children. He or she is beautiful. They will always be. Your job right now is to support them and to be the best advocate that you can for them. Okay, I'm going to wrap that up and leave that right there. That myth, the myth linked to poor parenting, has been completely busted. I know that was a lot and we got, you know, a little bit emotional, but, you know, this is what it is. Again, my top five autism myths that I don't want people to fall for. Autism is not a mental disorder. Autistic people cannot show emotion. Autistic people are not capable of learning. All people with autism are the same, and autism is linked to poor parenting. All false. Thanks so much for tuning in. Ciao, ciao.